Hello, faith-filled entrepreneurs. If you are looking to align your business and life biblically, grow your business in wisdom, and walk boldly forward in faith, you, my friend, have come to the right place because we have the same goals and we can walk this journey together. My name is Jen Kleiber, founder of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, the Responsive Classroom, and Kleiber Investments. And my goal is to walk boldly forward in faith towards a Holy Spirit-led vision in biblical wisdom. And I would love for you to come along with me. We need faith leading business more than ever. Hey friends, listen, I want to jump right into the content here. But first, I want to let you know that our new course, Prepared for Breakthrough, is available and could very well rock your world. Why? Because it's going to give you 4 steps to biblically prepare yourself to receive God's breakthrough. You can find this course inside of our new equipped digital course library, and this is so exciting. For a limited time, you can get 1 year access to the entire digital course library for less than the cost of 2 courses. That's right, for only $47, you can get access to courses that will take you into a deeper relationship with God and give you practical marketing tips for growing your business. You can get more information on our website at thefaithfilledentrepreneur.com or by heading to the link in the show notes. Okay, so today we're going to talk about 1 step that we talk about in Prepared for Breakthrough, one of the powerful spiritual practices that we can do. But before we do that, I want to talk about why we need to prepare. Right? Why, when we ask God for breakthrough, it is so important that we have done the work to prepare ourselves. Have you ever known or read a story about someone who was down and out and then they won the lottery and in 5 years they were more broke or destitute than they were before they ever won? Right? Or even in the really sad cases of people who have come into fame and fortune, and their stories end in destroyed marriages and families and addiction and suicide. The thing is, friends, if you're not prepared for the blessing, you may not be able to handle it. And God knows that, right? Maybe you're praying for a breakthrough financially, but you have some spending habits that you need to tap into the Holy Spirit for some self-control. Or maybe you don't tithe or you don't give generously. Maybe you're praying to grow your impact, but God knows that that's going to bring some negative people into your circle. And maybe you need to get more grounded in truth before that happens so they don't blow you over, right? Maybe you're asking for time freedom, but there's danger in having more time. And God knows that there's some temptation there. And you don't quite have on your armor to be ready to go into that battle. I don't want to step on your toes. I just want to say that we have got to prepare ourselves. God is ready to work in us. He is ready to use us to make an impact. You're seeking Him. That's why you're listening to this podcast. And so, you know, ask the Lord to show you any of those places in your life. So, if you have been praying for breakthrough and you haven't seen it, I want to bring you back around to a few statements of truth. Okay, that we find in the Bible. Number one, God is sovereign. He knows all things. He sees the big picture. He is working out all of the puzzle pieces that are around us for His purpose. So even if it feels like we are in a stagnant place, and you're praying and you're praying and you're praying, you have to stand on the truth that God is working and that He has a perspective that we do not have. Okay. Number two, God is on your side, but He has no favorites. God is love. God is working. God is trying to fill His kingdom. And while He does show favor to people who love Him and obey Him, He does not have favorites. Meaning this, you can't get away from obeying God, nor can you say, oh, He just loves her more than me. Right? That is a lie from the devil, and it is simply not true. Number three, God has already gone before you. He has determined your path, and He has mapped it out for you, and He has already prepared the way. It is in His perfect timing. Now, that doesn't mean that we just sit around and twiddle our thumbs, right? We prepare ourselves to be led by the Holy Spirit so that when He says, okay, let's go, we are ready. We work out our faith. We stay in the race, right? And then number four, God does bless faith. Now listen, God is God. He is the great I am. And y'all, there are going to be things that happen on our journey that we don't understand. But one thing that is mentioned again and again in the Old Testament and in the New Testament is that God blesses those who trust and obey Him, period. We also know that James tells us faith without works is dead. Even the demons believe in God, right? So if we are wanting to see that breakthrough, we have got to work out our faith. So what is one way, and we're only going to talk about one way in this podcast, what is one way to prepare ourselves to do that? It is fasting. Now, I know that this can maybe be kind of an unpopular thing to talk about, but we're going to talk about it. Okay, this is step one of four in the Prepared for Breakthrough course. Fasting is all about a closeness with God. Now, we're going to look at several reasons why we fast and also several examples of people in the Bible who fasted. And I'm not going to talk about myself very much in this episode, but I can tell you that even in my personal practice of fasting, I hear the Lord clearer and get more wisdom and connection than in any other time. And if you want to talk to me more about this one-on-one, reach out and I will be happy to share that with you. Also, let me say this. I know that you can fast from things like social media or television or secular music or any of those additional things in our lives that can serve as a distraction. And I think this is good. Anytime we can remove a distraction to spend more time with the Lord, be more open to hearing from Him, we're going to be blessed. That time is going to be blessed and it's going to be beneficial. However, I am really talking about a food fast here, a good old-fashioned biblical food fast. There is something about denying yourself something your body needs, not just wants, that really makes space for the Lord to come in. And there are several different kinds of fasts that we find in the Bible, right? We have the Daniel fast. We have the divine fast that Moses did and that Jesus did. We have the Elijah fast. Like there's several different ways to fast. But no matter what you decide to do, stepping into that place of saying, I will give up food in order to hear from the Lord. And y'all, I'm going to almost promise you that you are going to hear from the Lord. Okay, here's an unpopular opinion. I don't think that fasting is optional. Now, of course, it has nothing to do with our salvation. There has never been, I don't think that there's really a directive in the Bible to fast. However, when you look at how Jesus talks about fasting, He puts prayer and fasting together many, many times. And when He's preaching about it, when He's teaching us about fasting, He starts by saying, when you fast, not if you decide to fast, or, you know, if this is something that you're feeling led to do. That's not what He says, right? In the same phrasing as when you pray, and He teaches us about the Lord's Prayer, He says, when you fast, fast like this. So it stands to reason that there was just an understanding that this was a spiritual discipline that believers were expected to do in order to connect with God, right? Now, when He says, when you fast, fast like this, and He tells you to comb your hair, right? And don't act like you're in mourning because you've given up food. There is a really great part of this teaching because after He tells us how to act when we're fasting, He says, when you fast and you fast with pure motives and not for the sake of people looking at you and patting you on the back, your Father in heaven will reward this. So although it is a sacrifice to fast, to do a food fast, why would we not want to fast, right? So while there are several reasons that people fasted in the Bible, I want to hone in on four of them, okay? Number one, to prepare our hearts, or they did it, to prepare their hearts for ministry or for mission. So probably the most popular example of this is Jesus. Jesus did this for 40 days. He went out into the desert and he did this as he was preparing to start his ministry. Paul and Barnabas did this before they dedicated the elders to take over the church in Acts. The church had had so much controversy and conflict come in as it was growing that they knew that they needed to have wisdom governing that. And so they fasted before they dedicated the elders. Number two, to ask God for wisdom. Moses did this for 40 days. I believe he's the only other one besides Jesus who fasted for 40 days. And he did this before getting the Ten Commandments. And he did this to ask for wisdom as he led the Israelites during this time of being in the wilderness. Number three, to ask God for protection or for victory. We saw this with Esther. She fasted before she went into the king to tell him about Haman's plan. She was worried about her own life, right? Ezra fasted as he led the Israelites back to Jerusalem from Babylon. That was a 900-mile trek and it was very dangerous. The Israelites, bless their hearts, there's several times documented where they fasted before going into battle. Or when they would hear of an enemy army coming their way, they would fast. That was how they cried out to God. And then number four, to worship God. Anna is a great example of this in Luke 2. Daniel fasted. He did his Daniel fast. He didn't do a total food fast, but the Daniel fast is that you only eat nuts and fruit and vegetables, and that was the fast that he did while he was in Babylon, and that was an act of worship, an act of obedience for him. So again, we see people in the Bible who fast to mourn, who fast to repent. There's many different reasons that people fast, but I wanted to go over those four with you. So let me hit them again. Okay, number one, to prepare your heart for a ministry or mission that God has already called you to do. Number two, to ask God for wisdom. Number three, to ask God for protection or victory. And number four, as an act of worship. Friends, if you are needing any of these things, if you are looking for any of these areas, as part of the breakthrough that you are asking for from God, then I'm going to encourage you to step into that fast and be excited about it because God's going to respond. He's going to move. Now, you got to be open to the way that He responds, right? I have shared this before, but last year when I did a fast, God completely shifted my business. And it was a tough year. I am not going to lie. But it was a year of deep faith and deep connection with the Lord. And so it was so beautiful in so many ways. And I see now, looking back on it, how those pivots have set up things, for the present time. So what an awesome time that was, but it was hard. So you have to be ready. Like when you're asking for a breakthrough, that means that you are opening yourself up for God to work in your life. And it's probably not going to be the way that you think it's going to come, right? Okay, now in today's culture, even in today's cultural Christianity, fasting is not super popular, especially not food fasting. I think that Christians have seen the need to remove distractions periodically to be able to focus on the Lord. But a food fast is not super, super popular. But y'all, I'm gonna call you out. Let's be set apart. And let's do it not for earthly glory, but to show God our faith, to show Him that we are willing to do the works that our faith requires of us, to show Him that we are available and that we are making space for Him, and to open ourselves up to what He can do and through us. Think about the impact, y'all. I get excited thinking about this. Think about the revival that could come or the impact that could come if everybody listening to this episode that I think God has brought you to for a reason, prayerfully fasted and made space for the Lord. Holy cow, revival would come. Not because of our numbers, but because of our impact. Pray about it, y'all. We lean on Ephesians 3:20 quite a bit. Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. But friends, he's not going to do that if we're holding ourselves back by not being totally prepared for him to work. He wants to bless you. He wants to use you. He's ready to use you. Our world needs you to show up faith-filled and ready to go. God has people waiting for you to have an impact on. So let's go, friends. So I'm going to remind you, grab that new course, Prepared for Breakthrough. The link is in the show notes or on the website, thefaithfilledentrepreneur.com. Even better, gain access to the entire digital library for the sale price right now. And let's go get on this faith-filled journey together. There's something else I want to tell you about. Our Equipped membership is no longer in the same format as it has been. However, I am now sending out the Monday devotionals that they were getting every week to you, to anybody who wants to be on that email list. And so you can also go to that link. It's just going to say Monday devotions. You can click on it in the show notes, or you can go to the website and you can grab it there, and you will, for absolutely free, get a Monday devotion to saturate your mind with truth and get your week started off correctly. So friends, you know that I would appreciate it if you would share this podcast, download and subscribe. If you have found value in it, it would be a huge help to me if you left a positive review, as it gets it in front of more people. And we know that we need faith leading business more than ever right now. Blessings, friend.